We are very excited about having the $20 million and then the potential of the, if they go ahead and pass the final farm bill, of the additional $125 million could make a huge impact on research. Of the $20 million, from my perspective of looking at all the research projects we're working on now and trying to save this industry, and that's what everybody wants. We need a cure, and of course, you know, the growers know that. We all know that. I really hope that a significant part of that money will go into two primary areas. Not to make light of the issue, but I call these low-hanging fruit that we can grab to try to save this industry. One is heat therapy. It does not require regulatory approval. And we, CRDF and others, are working real hard with the regulators trying to build a good relationship. But it's going to take time to get any product through FDA and EPA, especially. APHIS is a little easier regulatory-wise to deal with. But we need to keep pushing on those. But it's going to be difficult. We're excited about RNAi, but that's got to go through the regulators. We think transgenics can get us permanent resistance, but that's got to go through the regulators. This industry needs something now. Everybody knows that. It used to, we would talk about short term as 5 years. Well, now short term's 1 year. You know, we have a new definition for short term. And to me, there's two major things that are on the horizon with research right now that could be short-term with a new definition. One is heat therapy or thermotherapy. Our lab has been kind of a lead on that with Dr. Dewan. We have growers come every week and to see what we're doing with that. I know of at least 12 or 13 or 14 growers that are fabricating units now that they're doing their own testing on heat therapy. It's something growers can do right now. You don't have to ask anybody's permission to go out and do heat therapy in your grow. The growers in this industry have an excellent history of being fabricators and making technologies work. So I think if we get enough growers and the corresponding allied groups, the suppliers and manufacturers working on this, they'll figure out a way to commercially deploy it in the grove. We know it works. It will suppress the bacteria that causes citrus greening by like 70% in the top portion of the tree. We know it will allow the tree to grow right back out. We see that effect over like a couple of years, 2 or 3 years. And unlike foliar nutritionals, and I know there's a place for foliar nutritionals, and I'm not knocking it, you know, when that's an important part of your production practice, but foliar nutritionals do not reduce the concentration of the bacteria in the tree, and heat therapy does. That is a big difference. We need a significant amount of that $20 million going toward heat therapy to deploy commercially in the groves. That's number one. Then the other one is the one that Jim Graham is leading the team there at Lake Alfred with Kelly Morgan down at Immokalee, of looking at lowering the acidity in the soils, putting some type of acid material through the fertigation system or some other mess of application, and that relationship with the bicarbonates. That is something that I think is a low-hanging fruit, and I am really, of course, I'm USDA and Jim is IFAS, but we work closely with them, and I'm encouraging Jim to move full ahead on that and Kelly to move out on that just as fast as they can, because I think that's got some potential too.